Facts are facts. Like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Tuesday night to you. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Our super producer and host, Dave Shepard, he is holding it down for us on the boards in New York City. And there is no show without you. Yeah, everybody listening all over North America. So whether you're in the South with me, hanging up North with Shep, if you're out West, thank you. If you're in Hawaii, thank you. All of our friends in Canada, we appreciate you. Texas, Chicago, Detroit, Boise, Las Vegas, Sacramento, Arizona, Florida, Louisiana. What's up, WWL? And everybody else all over the country and North America. I don't want to exclude all the other cities in Canada. Any of them, really. Montreal, Toronto, Vancouver, Ottawa. Thank you. Thank you very much. And shout outs to everybody listening in Pittsburgh. We just had a good caller hit us up from Pittsburgh on the other side of the break, because this isn't the start of the show. Maybe it's the start of the show wherever you live. And shout outs to all the CBS Sports Radio affiliates who pick up the show all over the country. But I get started at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. So we already got 1 hour of the show into the books, or under the books, or in. Shep, is it under? Is it into? Is it in? Well, what is it? Help me out here with my poor English. In the books. There we go. In the books. 1 hour of the show in the books. And we talk some baseball. And with good reason. I don't know. Maybe you've been sleeping underneath a rock. But today was the first day of Major League Baseball playoffs, the wild card round. And we got finals all over the place now tonight. How about this? Congratulations to the Phillies. They just beat the Marlins 4-1. And the Diamondbacks, they beat the Brewers 6-3. Earlier today, we saw some great action in the American League as the Rangers blanked the Rays 4-0. And then we had the Twins beat the Blue Jays 3-1. And with this new wild card round, for all my people interested in baseball, you win 2 out of 3, and then you move on to the divisional round. And so congratulations to the Rangers, the Twins, the Diamondbacks, and the Phillies, as they're going to try to win tomorrow and advance to the divisional round, where we have teams like the Dodgers, you have the Orioles, you have the Astros, and then you have the Braves. They're all waiting in the divisional round. Those four teams, they got themselves a bye, and they're just waiting for the action to get started on Saturday. Hopefully they're not too rusty and they're ready to go. So we talked some baseball in the first hour. We heard from Geno Smith, I guess the only Seattle Seahawk not happy after last night, especially he found the Isaiah Simmons of the New York Giants to be dirty. And then we talked about Mike Tomlin. Because the Steelers' defense, or excuse me, their offense has been hot trash. People are calling for Matt Canada to get the boot. And Mike Tomlin, in speaking to the media today, Mike Tomlin wasted no time in letting people know, like, hey, Mike Tomlin, are you gonna switch things up with the offense, the coordinator? And listen to the question, and then listen to how fast Mike Tomlin gave his answer.
When you talk about a division of labor, especially with players, does any of that extend to coaches, whether that's changing who's calling the plays, anything like that on the offensive
side? Not at this juncture, no.
Yeah, this is the same Mike Tomlin who a couple of days ago told everybody, yeah, we're going to make some changes. What did you think he was going to do? Just fire Matt Canada 4 games into the season? Not going to happen. And I know the offense has been, you know what, poor since 2021 when he took over. I understand that. But with Kenny Pickett coming off of a rookie season, I don't think you all of a sudden want to switch gears in the second part. And I also understand there's a lot of people kicking and screaming about Mike Tomlin, and he's lying to the public, and he's not being honest, and this is not a fair, the evaluation of the team. He's not being real. What do you want Mike Tomlin to do? He's the football coach of the team. He has to play down the middle, whether it be with the public. He has to take the darts. He has to take the arrows. That's a part of the job. If the offense looks this disastrous throughout the course of the year, then yes, Matt Canada is going to get the boot. I would not have made a change in between Kenny Pickett's first and his second year. I would not make a change here after 4 games. We might have to go through more of the season before such a thing takes place. And let's also be honest here, people. Let's be real. What are your expectations for my Steeler fans out there? What are your legitimate expectations from these Steelers? What, playoffs? That's it? Like, ain't nobody looking at them saying that, oh, my God, these Steelers are going to win the Super Bowl. They got enough of a fight, enough of a dogfight, just playing in their own division, the AFC North. And so let's be real. Let's be honest. The Steelers are going to finish at or around 500. There is no exact 500 anymore with the 17-game slate. And then these Steelers, man, they ain't got no real gigantic upside. And so let's chill. This is still a young quarterback who, yes, needs to be developed, but that doesn't mean that Mike Tomlin needs the boot. It doesn't think all of a sudden that Mike Tomlin is delusional. He knows this is crap, but he can't throw his offensive coordinator under the bus and then still hire him. He also can't fire him right now and have a complete disaster of a team. This is the Pittsburgh Steelers, a team that has like some type of a baseline of being even. They're not a joke. They're not a clown show. The Steelers are not the Jets. And now that I got that out the way, speaking of the Jets, good game they played on Sunday night. Thank you, Zach Wilson, for picking things up. And so you know what that means, right? That means Aaron Rodgers spoke about the game. That mean Aaron Rodgers came through and he gave his dissertation. He put in his 2 cents. That mean Aaron Rodgers didn't just talk about the game, but of course, he talked about himself. Let's start here. Aaron Rodgers watching Zach Wilson improve and actually take accountability and blame himself. Aaron Rodgers says, man, that's my guy. I'm proud of him.
You know, Zach's a young kid. He's learning. He's growing. He's on his path and his journey. And I'm very proud of the leadership that he showed. I'm proud of the way he played. I don't need to pull him aside and tell him anything special. There wasn't like some pep talk that I gave him that made him play better. I felt like the plan was a good plan. He got into a rhythm there in the second quarter and made a bunch of really great throws. I thought the drive coming out of halftime was fantastic. Started off the second half with a back shoulder seam route to Conk, and then hit a couple of other good throws on the drive, and hit his favorite play down the red zone to Allen for a touchdown, and then ran QB draw and had a great scramble to get in the end zone and get us tied. And that thing, the whole place changed after that. I mean, it was pretty electric.
Well, it's like a proud big brother, isn't it? Big brother watching little brother go outside and ride his bike without busting his ass. So Aaron Rodgers, do us a favor, man. Like, what is your relationship with Zach? Is it big brother, little brother? What's the deal here? Aaron, tell us.
Well, Zach and I talk almost every day. I mean, we're very close, and I love him, and I care about him, and so I'm always checking in with him, seeing how he's doing. I think you've seen a lot of great leadership growth from him. I think our society at times wants to cancel people or label people and keep that label on them regardless of any self-growth or experience that changes your perspective on life. And he's been labeled a certain way by people. So when people see this as a side, they don't know what to think.
Oh, wow. Okay. We talking about Joe Namath, huh? Labeling people. Society wants to cancel people. Well, tell me how you really feel, Aaron Rodgers. You're so proud of Zach Wilson. We've heard about this, too. What's up with you? How's the leg healing? Are you coming back next year? We saw you walking around with the crutches. You look like you were moving pretty good. Well, what did Aaron Rodgers tell Pat McAfee? Listen to this.
There's nothing normal about how I'm attacking this rehab. There is common practices about 6 weeks in a boot, and I was in a shoe in like 13 days. Sometimes miracles are just doing things that people never thought was possible. My mantra has been, just because something has never been done doesn't mean it's not possible. It just hasn't been done yet. So the impossible often is looked at as miraculous. So when I say leaving room for miracles, it's leaving room to do something that hasn't been done before. And hopefully through this process, I can get back, when it's safe and right for me.
I know exactly what's going to happen. Aaron Rodgers is going to come back. Not to the football field, but Aaron Rodgers is going to walk on water. I am inspired. That last comment, the commentary there was inspiring, man. Miracles exist and miracles can happen, and he's approaching this injury different than anybody who's ever torn an Achilles has approached it. I'm inspired. But all of my terrible jokes aside, I mean, come on now. We expecting him back? And yeah, he had a minimally invasive procedure on his Achilles. They didn't rip him open with a chainsaw. They didn't stitch him back together with super glue. They utilized a new procedure, whatever to have you. I ain't no doctor. And so he's supposed to be back or have the possibility of being back. And if you believe in miracles or you believe the words out of Aaron Rodgers' mouth, he's supposed to be back, hopefully. Hopefully, 4 months. So what does that mean? It means January. That means the New York Jets would actually have to be eligible for the postseason for Aaron Rodgers to return. And if he is returning, that means that they're good. And if he is coming back, then that means that Zach Wilson would be performing good. So what do? You say, Zach, take a seat, I'm back? It doesn't work that way. This is the worst part about Aaron Rodgers showing right now. You just picked up Zach Wilson, talked about his growth, talked about how good he is, and you're talking about how, man, it's a miracle if you were able to return. So what you going to do, come back while this guy had success, because that would be the only way that you would come back and play, and just tell him to take a seat? And the New York Jets are supposed to do that? I mean, I know it's tough to think about Zach Wilson having continued success, but I mean, damn. Like, I get paid to talk. He gets paid to talk, too. Probably a whole lot more, but I mean, damn.
Much more.
Yeah, hasn't met a microphone that he doesn't like.
He BS's more than you do. He gets paid more to BS, that's for damn sure.
He just talked about how it's a miracle and we believe in miracles. And man, let Zach Wilson play, bro.
He can't do that. Yeah, he needs to be in the spotlight, man. That's why he's addicted to that show.
Why doesn't he just do his own live stream? Oh, because he doesn't get paid for his own live stream.
That would be true. Know. Although he get paid in advertisements and sponsors. You know people would line up for Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, he would. Yeah. Who are some sponsors? Like mushroom sellers?
Well, he was making a joke about – he said something about Pfizer and Kelsey. And
he called Travis Kelsey right. What do you call him, Pfizer man?
Yeah, I think so. Let's put it this way. I think there's a lot of conservative backing he would get, all right?
Well, he said he's not anything. He's just himself.
Okay. That's code for conservative.
That's what he said. He says a lot of things. He says a lot. I know what he needs to stop saying. Just go rehab, man. How about that? Just go rehab. come back, and he said he plans on coming back after week 7 when he can walk around a little bit more, etc., be full-time with the Jets. Man, then go away. Disappear. I already said this. Aaron Rodgers is the New York Jets' West Coast coach. They got Rob Saleh on the East, who actually deals with the team on a day-to-day basis. And they have Aaron Rodgers, who sends out messages via Pat McAfee, and then I guess talks to Zach Wilson every day. Every day, there's something new with this dude. Let Zach Wilson play. If you want to be supportive of him, Zach Wilson shouldn't be sitting around going, oh, man, if I play well, then, oh, my God, if this guy comes back, then he's going to take my – like, let him play. Can't do that. Ego can't fit in MetLife Stadium. I don't know how he gets on a private jet to go from New York to Los Angeles, but he does. It'd be nice if he just did it to rehab. These poor New York Jets. Well, maybe they'll win this one. They got Denver up next, and I know they were able to come back and beat Chicago. But if there's a team that defense stinks, come on, Zach Wilson, go get yourself 300 yards and 3 touchdowns. You could do it. Do it against Denver. It'll be positive. And, oh, yeah, Aaron Rodgers did call Travis Kelce Pfizer man. As, you know, Travis Kelce is in commercials promoting the vaccine. Nothing wrong with that. They, the Kansas City Chiefs, they have Minnesota up next. And it's pretty awesome that we have gone this far in the show. We talked about the Jets. I just mentioned the Chiefs and Travis Kelce. And I'll tell you what's a difficult thing to do. It's very difficult to talk about Travis Kelce and not talk about...
Oh, no.
Yeah, what's her face?
Oh, Taylor Swift.
Yeah, yeah. That's her name.
You really want to play this, right?
Play what?
Okay, good. All right. No, I'm just checking.
I don't know.
I'm just checking.
I'm just saying. I mean... I heard that she got booed in MetLife Stadium last night. She wasn't even there. They booed her. Like, she popped up on the screen and they booed her.
It's too much, JR. Like, Travis Kelce, I mean, he's the greatest tight end of all time, and all we're doing is talking about Taylor
is
Swift
he?
When it comes to his career. I mean, Patrick Mahomes hurt himself, for God's sakes, and he's getting bombarded right after, immediately, with Taylor Swift questions.
Well, she's a big deal.
She's not that big.
She's not.
She's big in her industry.
Why is he dating her or whatever he's doing with her?
Well, JR, I think you know this. I know this.
It's publicity.
Your audience knows this. 1,000%.
He's making money. They're making money. Yeah. What's the big problem?
Well, listen, I mean, if I'm Travis Kelce, I'm making 8 figures to catch a football. I'm making double that probably in endorsements. If I'm Taylor Swift, I'm making $10 million per concert. They don't need to do anything for money,
see,
at this point.
Here's the thing, though. When he is done, well, how many people watch? I think they said 28 million people, give or take, watch that game on Sunday. A lot of those folks tuned in just to see her stand in a suite, right? When Travis Kelce is done playing, which might be sooner than later, he ain't getting any younger.
Right, he's 30. He's going to be 34 soon.
Yeah, so he ain't, I mean, I don't think he's going to be out there like Tony Gonzalez. This man is going to have a longer career and be able to make more money in the public eye just because he hung out with this lady. It's just the facts. Just the facts.
Yeah,
I'm not mad. I like stuff like this. I love the fact that in New York yesterday in the Giants game, you know, they put a commercial up of her and they booed her in the stadium. I love it.
If Rob Gronkowski went to Spike Eskin tomorrow and said, I want to do a radio show, you don't think Rob Gronkowski would have the ability in Spike's ear to do a radio show? Rob Gronkowski?
What does it have to do with Travis Kelce?
I think Travis Kelce has the same amount of pull, the same amount of cachet, and the same amount of credibility as Rob Gronkowski.
No, bro, that's not the point. The price, I'll take this from my fellow Bronxite, Fat Joe. The price went up, okay? It's not about, hey, yeah, people are going to know Travis Kelce. It's not about hosting a radio show. It's not about the price went up. He is now known in another space outside of football. And, yes, it's a beautiful thing to host SNL. That's great. More people know him. He's going to have more opportunity. It's real simple. The price went up. And who knows? Maybe it's just the beginning. It's rather interesting. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Speaking of the price going up, Michael Jordan got richer, which is kind of nuts. And speaking of the price going up, yeah, Shep, you heard him reference it a little bit. Somebody made a song about Travis Kelce. Was it Taylor Swift? I'm going to explain on the other side, and then we're going to play this song. We're going to talk about Michael Jordan. I do want to talk about Jerry Jones and his thoughts on the 49ers. I do want to talk about how the New England Patriots can't get out of their own damn way. I do want to get into another sad sack of a New York quarterback in Daniel Jones. We got a lot to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Yes, sir. I'm a goat farmer.
Okay.
I don't know if you know this or not, but goat farmers have the most powerful curse in all of sports. You can ask the Chicago Cubs about that one.
Oh, my God. The Billy Goat?
Yeah, the Billy Goat. That's a real thing, man. That Billy Goat was a season ticket holder. He didn't deserve none of that smoke, and they ended up giving it to him. You see how the Chicago Cubs found out.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Maybe I need to sell goats. Nah, I couldn't do that. I could not sell no damn goats, man. Ugh. I want to say they're nasty, but every now and then I eat me some goats. So anyway, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I told you before the break that Travis Kelce and this lady Taylor Swift, they're hanging out. He's going to make himself some more money as a result. She's going to be able to make a song off of it. And I'm going to talk more about that momentarily. I do have to mention this. Speaking of more money, his heiress, Michael Jordan. If you didn't think or know or believe that this man is already capable of making more money, he is. And we know that he decided to sell his majority stake in the Hornets. He did this over the summer. It's been months in the making. He sold the squad for $3 billion. He bought his majority stake of the Hornets in 2010 for only $175 million. And so today it was reported via Forbes that Michael Jordan himself is now worth $3 billion. He is named one of 400 richest Americans. And he's the athlete, the first athlete to go ahead and just crack that space open. This is also kind of nutty. Shep, did you notice? Vince McMahon is richer than Michael Jordan. Do you know that?
He's also probably got some more lawsuits. But no, I did not know that.
Yeah. Vince McMahon is right above Michael Jordan. And I guess the consolidation of the UFC and the WWE helped out Vince McMahon. And I mean, damn, you know, not that I wake up rooting for Michael Jordan, but I mean, I wish Vince McMahon would just fall off the list completely. I could think of some other things I wish he'd fall off of, but that's just me. Vince McMahon seems like a terrible human being.
He also had some help with his dad. I mean, Michael Jordan has, and his mom's still alive, Dolores.
Right.
You know, and James obviously was his father. He has amazing parents. But he didn't have the help that Vince McMahon had with his dad.
Well, he bought WWE from his dad for what, like $1 million or something?
It's kind of like, not to make this too political, but it's kind of like a Donald Trump situation. It's like Donald Trump, like
a small loan, right?
Yeah, like Fred Trump was a very well off affluent individual, and then Donald Trump kind of took what Fred started, the foundation, and then he tripled it and quadrupled it, but wouldn't have gotten there without his father.
Yeah, nepotism.
Yes,
there's a little bit of nepotism. It can go a long way. And nothing wrong with a little bit of help if you can go out there and get it. And to Vince McMahon's credit, he created a totally different business model from his dad, and he blew things the hell up
I mean, there's no disputing that.
Yeah, he also had women bark like a dog, but you know.
I was gonna say that.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, the women bark like a dog. He had a wrestling pimp. I mean, we can go on, but we won't, because we'd be here forever. Now, having said that, I did mention that Travis Kelce is going to make more money, and it's not just because he's taking photos and driving around in cars with Taylor Swift. Ultimately, there's going to come a point in time where they release a song. And when I say they, I mean she releases a song. And because we live in 2023 and we got all this technology and stuff in the world, there's a few people that might have already been pranked about some things. Somebody went online. I don't know if it's this internet person, Will King, or They Are Ruined It. Somebody went online and created a breakup song already, because it's coming. I know three Taylor Swift songs, but everything I hear is that she goes and has relationships and she makes songs about the people she breaks up with. And so having said that, somebody jumped the gun and they created a song. And what is it going to sound like? Somebody recreated her voice. And they created this. Take a listen.
You stole my heart, you intercepted it. Now you're gone, have to accept it. Did I meet your mom too soon? Or did I do what I always do?
Nope, that's it. No. We can end that right there. No more. So how much longer we got of this?
People are so confused right now. If they just turned into the JR Sport Brief and they just heard 30 seconds of that, they are out of their mind confused.
Oh, yeah. They're like, why the hell is he doing this? Oh, absolutely. But when is this done? Super Bowl, right? Super Bowl?
It depends on if the Chiefs win or not. If they win it, she's got to stick around.
You think she's going to stick around all the way through? She has to, right?
Yeah,
all the way
yeah.
through the playoffs?
Yeah. Well, without question. See, I think if they win the Super Bowl, you can't break up with a three-time Super Bowl champion, especially a back-to-back one.
She has to soak in the publicity of that too, right?
Yeah, like what's the rule of thumb?
The parade?
Yeah, like if you're a backup, back, you know, if you're a back-to-back Super Bowl champion and you're prominent, I mean, you're the one that breaks up with the girl. Just ask Tom Brady, right? Bridget Moynihan, shout out to her in Blue Bloods. Like that, that happens.
Yeah, she's gonna want to be in a parade.
Yes.
I promise you guys, we'll never play that song again. I promise. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Hey, Peter Schwartz, did you enjoy the Taylor Swift breakup song with Kelce? You enjoyed it?
I want nothing to do with Taylor Swift. It's very annoying. I'm still heartbroken and frustrated and pissed off about Sunday night. So there's nothing about Taylor Swift, the game on Sunday, or anything that makes me laugh or smile. It makes me want to vomit.
How do you feel? I saw Woody Johnson is taking – Woody Johnson, the owner of the New York Jets, he's taking photos with Taylor Swift. How do you feel about that?
I think he should sell the team now.
The Band-Aid man.
I mean, and he created so much goodwill during the offseason with all the moves and getting Aaron Rodgers and bringing the old uniforms back for a couple of games, and that just wasn't a good look. That just wasn't a good look. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well,
and
you know what I also find ironic?
There?
Say again, Peter?
I said he wants to be sleeping with the enemy there. I mean, come on.
Oh. Yeah, well, I think she's the enemy to a lot of people. What I also find ironic is that Aaron Rodgers called Travis Kelce what do you call him, Pfizer man?
Yeah, I believe so, yes.
Mr. Pfizer, I think it was.
Yeah, I mean, the guy who signs his checks is Mr. Johnson & Johnson, literally.
I think Woody is a little far removed from the people in his family that were involved in that. I,
The man is not running around physically with band-aids and shots.
He doesn't but have the a suitcase man, full of, he's not going to drugstores and, you know, dropping off a delivery of band-aids.
The man is a Johnson from Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah, but he can't be hanging out with Taylor Swift and taking selfies with her.
Yeah, but that's besides the point. I'm talking about the irony of calling one guy Pfizer man, and the billionaire who signs your checks is a Johnson & Johnson descendant.
Now with that, we're going down a political road, and that's just a whole nother
story. Didn't have
a
crazy game, and, you know, Mr. Pfizer, we kind of shut him down a little bit. He didn't have, you know, he's like.
That's
not a political road. That's just ironic. I find it funny. It's just what it is.
Yeah, I'm just a miserable ironic. Jet fan. I'm sorry, JR. Just, you know.
It's okay. It's all right. Well, you've had plenty of practice. Sorry.
Passed it down to my kids now, too.
Pete Rogers is coming back next year.
Yeah, I hope so.
He is. He'll be back for another couple of years. It's not all that gloomy.
We'll see what happens on opening night next year.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I mean, he got two Achilles, so he got one down, another one to go.
I was in person at the Vinny Testaverde Achilles injury, so it's, you know, just...
Maybe, were you in person for the first game with Rodgers?
No, I was watching home with my family with a death stare on my face.
Okay. All right. Well, cheer up. What's going to make you happy, Peter?
You know, I've got hockey season starting. I think the Islanders will have a good year, so, I mean, I'm happy about that.
All right, well, let's stick to that. A little bit of hope on that way. Now, we got to find some optimism.
You know, Kermit the Frog said, it ain't easy being green.
Oh, well, yeah.
Especially the Packers or the Eagles.
Yeah, I could think of a lot of reasons why it ain't easy being green. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to your calls on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
First time caller. Had to pull over to the side of the road just to make sure I didn't miss my opportunity. Want you to know that I appreciate your candor.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Oh yeah, I appreciate safety first. Safety first. Don't do nothing that's going to get you in trouble or put anybody else in harm's way. Don't do that. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. In about 15 minutes at the top of the hour, give or take, I want to talk to you about the San Francisco 49ers because they have just been burning a hole through everyone that they have faced so far. I think they're going to have their toughest competition at this point of the season against the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday night. And so I think we're going to be in store for another good game, courtesy of the 49ers and the Cowboys. And, of course, Jerry Jones had some interesting words to say about the opposition. So we're going to hear from Jerry Jones, and we're going to take a look at these 49ers and the Cowboys and think about what might be in store, not just for Sunday, but for the rest of the season. Now, real, real interesting here. I need to let you know that this portion of the show is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Are you stuck in a timeshare and want out? You can contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at wesleyfinancialgroup.com. I'm going to get to some of your calls before we talk about the 49ers and the Cowboys, and so let's go ahead and do that right now. Thomas is calling from Wisconsin. Hey, Thomas, you are on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on, man?
Happy Tuesday. How you doing, brother?
Oh, my goodness. I was going to tell you, what, you taking a bath? Splish, splat, where you at?
I was just using some AirPods.
Thomas, get it together, man. Shep, what did he say? He ate an AirPod? What did he say?
He said he's getting his AirPods.
Thomas, I'll try you again in a bit.
Sounded better when I talked to him.
It's okay. Maybe he ate the ear pod. I don't know. Lee is calling from San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Lee?
Hey, JR. There's so many topics going on in the NFL right now. I don't know where to begin.
No, start with one.
I'll start with the – I don't think there's any great teams anymore. The closest thing to a great team is probably the Chiefs and the 49ers.
I was going to say.
But there's a bunch of good teams out there, man. And we can't leave them out. I mean, they were just talking about the Dolphins as world beaters after they scored 70 points against the the Broncos?
Yes.
And then they went to Buffalo and got handled.
Yeah.
And I would just like to mention the Chargers a little bit. I can admit they could be 0-4 right now, but can you admit they could be 4-0?
Isn't that the case of the Chargers every year? I mean, it's a matter of it
certainly is, man.
It's the coaching. Whether you want to look at Staley or you can go Anthony Lynn. You can go down the list, man.
If Staley can handle himself in the fourth quarter and not do something stupid, I think they'd be fine. I mean, this guy goes for it on fourth down in his own territory, and it just doesn't make any sense to me. And what a beast Khalil Mack is. Did you see what he did to the Raiders?
No, I didn't. I try not to watch unless it's a real good game. I wasn't going to watch the Raiders send out a rookie quarterback, no.
Yeah. That guy was meat.
Yeah, I know. He got sacked a million times. That's why I didn't watch the game. No, thank you.
All right, JR. Thanks for taking my call, man. I just wanted to shout out to the Chargers, and I'm still a fan.
All right. Well, you're used to it then, man. Yeah, I wasn't. I heard Jimmy Garoppolo wasn't playing, and I said, "What am I sit down and watch this game for?" I mean, I watch football all day Sunday. I saw a highlights, man, but I wasn't sitting around watching that. I did see, as I mentioned, I saw Mark Davis yelling at a fan. Like, come on, man, get it together. 855-212-4CBS. Alan calling from Atlanta. You're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Alan?
Hey, JR, how you doing, man? I love, enjoy watching your listening to your show. This is like the second time we talk. I just wanted to say I'm so glad I'm not the only guy that hates this old Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. Oh, my God, I'm so sick of it, man.
There's a lot of people that don't like it. Why don't you like it? It's too phony for you?
God, her
like,
music
what's the
is
deal?
So miserable, man. Her music is, like, so depressing. And my ex-girlfriend used to bang that all the time when I went over her house. And I'm like, yo, is this the mood you in? Like, for real? And she'd be I just don't. What happened?
I said, well, was she depressed? She's your ex, right?
Yeah, like, it was just miserable music after miserable music. Like, I just can't stand Taylor Swift. She's cute and all, but she just doesn't belong in the football world.
I mean, to each his own. I guess. I don't know. All right. Well, anything else, Alan? You just call to tell me you can't stand her.
Yeah, I'm just glad I'm not the only one that just doesn't like this whole story with Kelce and Taylor Swift. I'm just pretty much over it.
So here's an ignorant question. Is she a pop artist or is she a country artist? Like, what does she fall into? Pop, right?
That is a very good – I think she started as a pop and then kind of like transitioned to country, I think. I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm just so done with it.
All right. Well, you probably got months left of it, okay? Are you a Falcons fan?
Oh, hell no. I'm a Giants fan. Even worse, right?
two teams. At least one is paying its quarterback. The other one probably needs to sit the other one eventually. But some wild stuff.
Man, it's so problematic. We've been having the same issue over years now with trying to build an offensive line, trying to do it through the draft, and it's just not working. And I don't know where we do at this point. You know, it's like, one thing for sure is we need weapons. I'm sorry, Darren Waller, get him, great upgrade, cool, tight end. Bro, there's nothing sexy on the outside when it comes to the wide receivers. We got the high-end kid that's blazing fast. We need to go ahead and use him. But, you know, he's rookie, and there's a lot of other people out there that has proven himself more. So they're going to get more rep time before the rookie does, and I understand that. But there's nothing sexy on the outside, and nobody's beating their man-to-man coverages.
Yeah, well, that's life for the New York Giants. I know historically they've been known for their defense, but if they want to rock in a modern NFL, they're going to have to throw that rock. My apologies to you, Alan. Thank you for calling, okay?
I appreciate it. Thanks, JR.
No doubt about it. Let's go to Paul from Michigan. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Paul?
Hey, how you doing? Yeah, last time I talked, I was motor mouth, so I apologize.
No, it's okay. You here now. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying that, like, it's just in four games the season early. My Detroit team looking game. There's a lot of other teams that look good, too. So it's I let the season play off. I think it's going to be very interesting. Especially, you know, I think pro football the best is when it's after Thanksgiving. That's real football then.
So, okay, yeah, everybody should be warmed up by Thanksgiving. You're right.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to this season. I hope the Detroit team, I've been here for 48 years, hope they finally do something to make the whole city proud. But so far, they're doing pretty good. But the other teams that I like, the other teams I'm looking at, too, is that I'm kind of curious. Like, I'm not a Dallas Cowboys fan since Jerry Johnson got with my homeboy. Well, he got rid of both our homeboys, Jimmy Johnson. And that, you know. And
long well, he ain't won nothing since then now, has he? I mean, not counting Switzer, but even though that wasn't his team, but I digress.
But he ain't Weston Prescott, man, he just – I don't know why, man. I think he's a regular season quarterback, man.
Well, if he has to face the 49ers again, he might be a regular season QB. Hey, Paul, thank you for calling from Michigan, man, okay?
I'll get back with you later on, Jay. Take care of him.
All right, please do. Thank you, Paul, for calling from Michigan. Yeah, there's a lot of people that feel that way about Dak Prescott. Hey, Shep, is Taylor Swift, is she country or pop? What is that? What she make?
I think, well, she started country, and then she kind of...
Oh, she started country.
Yeah, and then she transitioned to pop, basically. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Good for her.
She's no Shania Twain.
Man, when the last time Shania Twain put out a record?
It's been a minute. It's been a long
1992?
Time. It's been a long time. She's no Dolly Parton. She's no Reba McEntire. I mean, we can go down the list.
Yeah, but those are country artists.
Exactly, which is what she's not.
You said she transitioned.
Right,
so,
exactly. I mean. Carrie Underwood, I'd say, is kind of the model that Taylor followed after. She's just bigger than Carrie Underwood now.
Doesn't Carrie Underwood do the Sunday Night Football song?
Yes, she does.
Isn't that her? I've been waiting all day for Sunday night.
Yes, sir.
Good for her. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. You don't got to wait too much longer. The last caller just talked about the Cowboys. Feels Dak is a regular season quarterback. Jerry Jones might feel the same way. The Cowboys and the 49ers coming up Sunday Night Football, and Jerry Jones talked about it on Tuesday. You're going to hear from Jerry Jones on the other side of the break here on CBS Sports Radio.
Is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Oh, yeah. It's made with titanium, and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yeah, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
I got to get to T-Mobile.
Take charge of your upgrades at T-Mobile.com.
Phone now via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. One-year upgrade requires financing, qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
I'm here to tell you about Pom Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.
I'm Eli Roth, and the upcoming second season of my podcast, A Ghost Ruined My Life from Travel, you'll hear real horrifying accounts from actual victims who came face to face with a paranormal and survived.
It was the shape of a small human, and it was pure blackness, like nothing I've ever seen before in my life.
A ghost?
You saw a ghost?
Yeah, I did.
Listen to A Ghost Ruined My Life with Eli Roth from Travel, wherever you get your podcasts, and prepare to be terrified.